Pope's bull, Exurge Domini, bore the date stamp of 15th of June. It took months to reach Luther, arriving in Wittenberg only on the 10th of October. However, Luther had heard it was on its way, plus he knew what was in it. So in response to this bull, which he hadn't yet seen, Luther wrote a treatise called Against the Execrable Bull of Antichrist. His tone was combative. I ask thee, ignorant Antichrist, dost thou think that with thy naked words thou canst prevail against the armour of Scripture? He then calls his enemies by various names and concludes, it is better that I should die 1,000 times than that I should retract one syllable off the condemned articles. And as they excommunicated me for the sacrilege of heresy, so I excommunicate them in the name of the sacred truth of God. Christ will judge whose excommunication will stand. Amen. When that papal bull arrived in Wittenberg, one of the 41 charges to be laid at his door was number 29, which accused him of saying that certain articles of Jan Hus are most Christian, true, and evangelical, which the universal church cannot condemn. Luther simply rephrased this and sarcastically recanted, I was wrong. I retract the statement that certain articles of Jan Hus are evangelical. I say now, not some, but all the articles of Jan Hus were condemned by Antichrist and his apostles in the synagogue of Satan. Clearly, Luther was in no mood to compromise. And when this document from Rome was delivered to other towns and cities in Germany, because that was the style of it, the reaction was no less strident. Johann Eck, Luther's opponent at the debate in the Leipzig, had been appointed to deliver the bull. That was a bad move because Luther, he was extremely popular in Germany, and Eck, as Luther's enemy, was extremely unpopular by default. For example, when Eck tried to post the bull at Leipzig, he was accosted by 150 students from Wittenberg and he had to run to a convent. The bull was pulled down and torn to shreds. In Erfurt, it was even worse. There, even the theological faculty refused to publish the bull and the students tore it up and threw it in the water, referring to it by the Latin word bulla, which means bubble. It's only a bubble, they said. Let it float in the water. Perhaps most significantly of all, the papal bull was sent to Frederick the Wise, the Elector of Saxony, who consulted the famous scholar Erasmus and was advised to ignore it as being offensive to all upright men. In the year the Pope issued this bull, Luther was moved to write several documents of his own. Three books flowed from his quill in quick succession, each of which made his break with the church inevitable. Number one was the address to the German nobility. 4,000 copies of this were released in August of 1520. They spread rapidly, and new editions were immediately called for. In it, Luther repeatedly exposed the tyranny of the Pope, whose government, he asserted, agrees with the government of the apostles about as well as Lucifer with Christ, hell with heaven. Luther identified three paper walls of Jericho that were protecting the church in Germany, so that its leaders, a crawling mass of reptiles, could do as they pleased without fear of being punished. The first wall that protected a corrupt church is the belief that spiritual power is above the temporal. Luther argued that a corrupt church should not be allowed to hide behind its own canon laws. Secular power should dismantle the hierarchy of this corrupt church that has granted itself the power to exploit those who are under its control. A second wall protecting the church was the teaching that only the Pope can interpret Scripture. Luther dismissed this as an outrageous, fancied fable. The third wall that Luther said should be torn down was that only the Pope could call a council. Put simply, Luther shamed the Pope by contrasting him with Christ. Luther concluded this book, The Address to the German Nobility, by listing 27 issues that needed reform, and he challenged the secular powers to clean up the abuses of the church. The Babylonian Captivity of the Church, published in October 1520, the same month the Pope's bull made it to Wittenberg, was Luther's most radical book. In it, Luther reduced the 7 sacraments to 2, baptism and the Lord's Supper, and he attacked the way in which the Pope chained the people to the church by using the sacraments to control them, and then to withhold salvation from whoever the priests wished. Given the fact that these teachings struck a huge chord with the German people, the genie was well out of the bottle. The Catholic Church could persecute Luther and his followers, but they would never again be able to stamp out the teaching that extended salvation to men in response to individual faith without the obstructions of the Church. Little wonder when Erasmus read the Babylonian captivity of the Church, he remarked, "The breach is irreparable." And just for the record, the third of Luther's main treatises produced in 1520 was The Freedom of a Christian, in which he attempted to reason with the Pope about the need to clean up the Church. The 60 days for Luther to recant expired on the 10th of December, 1520, outside the city wall of Wittenberg, under the oak tree that would become known as Luther's Oak. At 9 o'clock in the evening, a bonfire was lit, and Martin Luther threw the Pope's bull onto it. The papal decretals followed its bull onto the bonfire, then a copy of canon law, and several writings of Johann Eck. As Luther threw them on, he proclaimed, "As you have vexed the Holy One of the Lord, so may the eternal fire vex you." Shortly after, he wrote a public explanation called Why the Books of the Pope and His Disciples Were Burned by Dr. Martin Luther. This defiance prompted Leo X to issue another papal bull, Desit Romanum Pontificem. It was one of excommunication, dated 3rd of January, 1521. Because Pope Leo X ignored Martin Luther's request for a hearing, Luther appealed to Charles V, the newly crowned emperor. Charles knew that at this time most of Germany appeared to be on Luther's side. In the estimate of one observer, 9/10 of Germany was for Luther and 1/10 was shouting, "Death to the Pope!" The Emperor Charles finally set a date for a hearing during the Diet in Worms, Germany, in April of 1521. He promised Luther safe conduct to and from this assembly. Luther expected that this trip to Worms meant that he was going to his death, but he remained defiant. He wrote, "This shall be my recantation at Worms. Previously I said the Pope is the vicar of Christ. I recant. Now I say the Pope is the adversary of Christ and the apostle of the devil." When close friends urged Luther to reject the command of the emperor to appear at Worms, and they reminded him of the fact that a previous council had promised safe conduct to Jan Hus, then ended up burning him, Luther insisted, "I will go to Worms, in spite of all the gates of hell and the prince of the power of the air." And then he underlined his intention to go to Worms if there were as many devils as tiles on the roofs. If Hus had been burned, the truth had not been burnt with him.